This audio recording is a service of Incarnation Catholic Church, a Roman Catholic parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Friday, June 16, 2023, The Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, by Father William Doc Holliday.
At the time, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he tells the truth, that you also may believe. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, there's a lot of news going on. Catholic circles, not too much in the world because it's just the world. In that word is the stark contrast between people who believe and people who do not. I am always up here talking about people who believe and who do not. They are an apples and oranges proposition. We're not all the same. I'm not just like them. They're sinners that are unrepentant of their sin. They live in their sin. They glory in their sin. That is not us. We see the stark contrast today. The month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a month that is dedicated by the world to the most of heinous sins that our Lord speaks about. And then that's not bad enough, but you have the mockery of the faith. This is what goes on, belief and unbelief. We shouldn't be surprised at it. The 1962 Missal says, when speaking about the Feast of the Sacred Heart, talks about when the saint had the vision of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he didn't just keep talking about how glorious his heart is and how much he loves us. He talked mostly about the outrages against his heart. He said that, you know, he has done what he's done for us. And I quote the Missal, no other return from the generality of Christians than sacrilege, contempt, indifference, and ingratitude come from that. If you don't pay attention to your faith, you can sit back and look, well, yeah, those people out there are so bad. You know, they're sacrilegious and contemptuous. He didn't leave it with sacrilege and contempt. Sacrilege, contempt, indifference, and ingratitude. There are a lot of people that are indifferent about this whole thing. Well, it's just the world, do what it does. We can't do anything about it. Yes, we can. Yes, we can, and we must. If we don't, that's ingratitude for what our Lord did for us. He asked us to go out of our way a little bit to pray, a little bit to go out of our way and do a corporal works of mercy and things like that. The indifference and ingratitude. I mean, even on a day when you've heard a lot of people say, you need to go to church and pray on the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, make reparations and things like that. And then in the same breath, and it's a solemnity. You don't have to, you can eat meat on Friday. Really? Really? Doesn't that kind of cancel out the things that we're doing? Okay, does that take advantage of the solemnity and eat meat? Just live like everything's going on, but go to church and, you know, pray a little bit more. It cancels stuff out. That's indifference to not paying attention to what we're doing, because it's a necessity for us to do what we do. The Missal goes on to say about after our Lord says that, he speaks of all these outrages and things. He said, but what will it avail us to have listened to these so just complaints of our Savior if we are not moved with compassion and generously resolved to testify our sorrow for our past indifference by honoring his Sacred Heart and by repairing as far as lies in our power these insults. That is what it's supposed to do today. I usually preach for long. I'm not going to preach long today because you know what? Talk is cheap. There's all kinds of, how often do you hear the word dialogue? Oh, we need a dialogue with those people. No, we need to pray for the conversion of their wretched souls. That's what we need to do. That's exactly what we need to do. You don't need a dialogue with them. I know what they think. I know what they do. I don't care. I care about their souls, and they're hell bound. And if there's anything that we can do to prevent that, that is our duty as Catholics. You know, in the prayers of the traditional Mass today, you hear repeatedly in the prayers throughout the Mass about us doing satisfaction for our sins and expiation for our sins. Penance is what we do, what we should be doing. Father Tanqueray, tremendous spiritual writer. He's got a book, The Spiritual Life. Hardly you ever do commercials from the pulpit. I do a commercial for that book, The Spiritual Life. It is the go-to book on the spiritual life. He says, for the sinner, penance is an act of justice. For having offended God and violated God's rights, he is bound to make reparation for the outrage. This he does through penance. And he goes on to say, it's a duty of charity both to ourselves and to our neighbor. You never want to lose sight of that. We don't sit in here and go, yeah, we got it this way. It's great for us. You know, we're believers and they're not. Our sole function in life is to try to fix that. Not by making ourselves look like them or dialoguing with them, but by praying to convert their soul, because words aren't going to do it. Prayers are. And not just the extemporaneous prayers that we will occasionally say for sinners that we know, liturgical prayers. That's why after this Mass, after the last Gospel, we're going to do the litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and a prayer of reparation before we do the Leonine prayers. It is liturgical prayer that is going to change hearts, because that's what the Holy Spirit is going to do. It is our duty of charity. Has our Lord not adopted us as his sons and daughters and given us a commandment? It said to love your neighbor as yourself. To atone for our neighbor's faults is fulfilling the will of God and the commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves. That's what we're supposed to be doing today. This is the end-all be-all of what we are, because this is the cross. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, look at them and go, man, I'm glad I was never like that. You were born that way. You know, if God in his grace puts you in a faithful family and you were baptized and nurtured up in the faith and everything, praise God for that. But there are those of us who weren't, and we realize what it's like to be like them out there. You don't care. You think it's funny. It's a big time. It's great. And then all of a sudden you learn. And then you're nauseated by the things that you used to do. And then when you're confronted with people that are still doing, you're not so apt to hate them as you are like, man, I'm so glad somebody obviously somewhere prayed for me. The Holy Spirit heard some prayer somewhere and did what he did with me 25 years plus out of the church. And now this, that's the reality of work of the Holy Spirit. What will come of liturgical prayer? This is what we need to do. In the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost.